Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeser, planning for life, life and financial planning consultants from Helsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for the 12th of May, sorry, 14th of May. It was a shortened working week last week, especially in Europe with the May Day holiday. It was a week dominated, as we can hardly fail to notice, by politics and European debt woes, as well as the shockwaves of the previous week's US employment report. Poor news from China and news, of course, at the end of the week of the $2 billion trading loss at JP Morgan in the States. Let's look at regions, highlights from regions in the US. And in spite of the last employment report, recovery does still seem to be in place, albeit with slightly slow momentum. Confidence among small business owners came out at its highest since the end of 2007. There was a surge in consumer credit and consumer sentiment last week. Initial weekly jobless, the weekly figures were down. Exports came in at a record high for the US. And the Treasury posted a monthly surplus, which is interesting because it does suggest that tax revenues and the economy are in possibly better shape than official figures seem to indicate. Heading across to Europe, it was a week, of course, dominated by election results and the growing realisation that Greece won't form a government. That means that subsequent elections are likely to result in a head-on collision with Germany and the Troika. And everyone, I think, has been far more realistic now about the chance of Greece staying in the euro. France, too, likely to be on a collision course with Germany. The new president is sworn in on Tuesday, tomorrow, I think, and heads straight off to Germany for discussions with Angela Merkel. Here in the UK, the Bank of England left rates unchanged and QE unchanged as well, which surprised some people. But I think the MPC seems to be pinning its hopes on leading surveys such as the PMI and CBI surveys. Those seem to paint a more positive picture of the UK economy than the official figures. Across the European community, the EC monthly report confirmed the official view of a shrinking Eurozone economy expected to contract by 0.3% in 2012, but with the likes of Greece, Spain and Italy all expected to contract this year by well over 1%. However, the report does anticipate a return to growth in second half of 2012, leading to a 1% expansion in the Eurozone in 2013. Crossing the Asia-Pacific region, it was a generally downbeat week in which markets reacted to European and US news very badly. There was mixed data from China, including industrial production figures. Whilst they're still positive, they were down significantly in April, and that caused tremors throughout the region. In China as well, there were mixed signals on inflation. Consumer prices were up 3.5% year-on-year, but producer prices were down almost 1%. Heading across to some of the other indicators, oil pushed significantly lower on fears about growth in Europe and China. A stronger dollar also affected it, as did comments by Saudi Arabia that the oil price should ease. Bond yields are generally down on all usual concerns. And on the currency markets, the euro fell to a three-month low against the dollar, pushing it below 1.3 euros to the dollar. And the dollar is generally up against all major currencies except the yen, where it traded water. So let's have a look at what happened in the markets last week. Japan down 2.5%, Far East down 4.5%. Europe and the UK both down around 1%, as was the US. Oil fell 2.5% to $96 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate, and gold was down a full 3%, now below $1,600 at $1,589. So what's the bottom line? Economic data is very mixed and at the mercy of events at the moment, especially in Europe, and in the current environment it really is, as I keep saying, important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against those macroeconomic risks. This week, market-moving events. As I say, new French president heads straight across to Germany this week. Look out for developments in Greece. And there's a raft of economic data as well this week, especially from Europe and the US. Well, that's it for me. Have a very good week. Please know that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of the action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. Please contact Planning for Life or your professional advisors before taking any action. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448 184. Have a good week. Take care and speak to you next week.